It's good to ask ourselves whether the Christians who were converted from Judaism had an advantage over us who've come from non-Christian backgrounds, or who have converted from Christian backgrounds. There's a word in Romans in chapter 3. Romans 3, verse 1. What advantage has the Jew? This is in the New Testament. This question is asked. We know that once Jesus died on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is poured out. There is no distinction between Jews and non-Jews, between people of one religion or Christian or born Christian. It makes no difference. But yet, it says, does the Jew have an advantage? And he says in verse 2, the Holy Spirit says, great advantage in every respect. First of all, because they were entrusted with the oracles of God. So what did they have over us? Was it easier for a Jewish person who was converted to become a wholehearted Christian like those early apostles than it is for us? I've thought about it much because I see that those early apostles are radical and wholehearted. But I see so many Christians who have heard about grace and the new and living way that we have taught for so many years, even after many years, don't seem to come to that type of devotion. And even after many years, spend more time watching television than reading the Bible, and seem to struggle with sexual sin so much and pornography, even after so many years of hearing the truth. What advantage has the Jew? Is there something they had which we don't have? It's good to ask ourselves. And I believe it is the fact that what they call here the oracles of God, God taught them in His law to fear Him. They never knew one thing about the grace of God. The grace of God was unheard of. They spent all their life knowing only the fear of God. That's all. And so imagine a person who's like Peter or those early apostles who spent 30 years knowing nothing about grace, knowing only about the fear of God and the severity of God's punishment on sin, and then coming to understand the grace of God. It makes a tremendous difference. One way I can illustrate it is, here's a person who's gone through 12 years of school and then joins college. And here's another person, maybe the same age, but never went to school and just straight away went to college. You think there'll be a difference between both of them in the way they adjust to the studies in college? The one who went through 12 years of school will get very high marks. And doing a BSc or a BTech, they can get even 80-90%. But then one who never went to school and went straight to college, he doesn't even know how to read. Because he didn't go to school to learn ABC. That illustration exemplifies the difference between the Jew and those who are not. Now, I would say that if somebody, a Christian, had really God-fearing parents, and taught them from childhood to fear God, to obey their parents, and to keep God's commandments, that person would have some advantage like the Jew. But most people don't have that. See, most of us have come out of a very godless environment where we lived in sin and spent our life watching movies, and sin was a very light thing. And then one day we heard the gospel, and we received Jesus into our life. We know that forgiveness was free, and we straight away heard about the grace of God without learning anything about the fear of God. And that has been our disadvantage. What advantage has the Jew? Because he learned the oracles of God. And so we read in Psalm 111, and verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, or as I've often said, the ABC of wisdom. We read in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, that Jesus grew in wisdom. How did he grow in wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And a good understanding have all those who do his commandments. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Turn with me to Proverbs in chapter 9. Again, it says the same thing. Proverbs 9 and verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the holy is understanding. And this comes many times in Proverbs especially, and in Job, etc. That is what most of us, our parents, never taught us. And without learning the fear of God, living a sinful life, one day, all of a sudden, we got converted or half converted, mostly half converted. And thereafter, in every church we went to, we heard about the grace of God and how God is good and God loves you and He's got a wonderful plan for your life and He wants to do so many things for you. And don't get discouraged. God loves you. No matter how many times you sin, God loves you. That's all we heard. What is the result after 20, 30 years of hearing it? We're still living in sin. Don't you think there's something wrong with that message? I mean, preachers become popular with that type of message. And since most preachers are only interested in becoming popular, that's what they preach. But the result is, you can see in all these churches the amount of sin there is. Every type of sin: unrighteousness with money, unrighteousness in the sexual area, fighting and quarreling, and honor seeking, and pastors running after money. Amazing. Pride, hypocrisy, all this. And we see that in CFC churches too. Hypocrisy and pride and people or elders. Why is it? Because of a lax, loose attitude to sin. That's the only reason. And that's because the fear of God was never learned.